opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 9. Today is Monday. It is March the 20th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Running just a little behind. Crazy, crazy, crazy day. But I am happy to be on air with you all. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. And hit **, and we will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. What I want to do real quickly, everyone, continue to support, ask for your overall support of Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. On the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation icon. If you would please be a part of that, just donate some of your financial energy to the network. And that will really, really help this network continue to bring what is necessary to be brought to you so that you can protect yourself, your family, and your overall community at large. So if you would, definitely please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet and is known as BTR Community. And that social media network is where you could put on, you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected, you know. And I'm going to just say this about some of the social medias. I was talking to someone today, and social media, I like to put it this way. And just bear with me for a second. Think about it for a minute. There's something called Facebook. Facebook. They've got your face logged as a book. And this is where, this is like their book of life. That's what I equal that to with, that's their book of life. Has nothing to do with religion. Please don't take it that way. But look what the name of this, of that social media outlet is and what it does. Many people don't realize that they've been adversely affected by that overall social media outlet because they data mine. It's a deselector. Many of you may have applied for jobs recently and you didn't get the jobs because what they did is they went back to your Facebook, your book of life, and they looked to see if you were someone that they wanted to engage with. And it has nothing to do with your overall character, your who you really are, but it has everything to do with some of the things that you may be engaging in privately, but you put it on a public forum. in your comments, the things you post, and everything else. This is how they have a psychological profile of people, where people tell on themselves about everything, who they are and everything. But see, some people don't care. That's great. That's good. But some people put things on there, and they don't intend for them to come back to adversely affect them, because they put them on there because they are engaging in something, a gossip channel. But it's much more than a gossip channel, ladies and gentlemen. It's been used to create and to trigger MKUltra activities. It's been used to trigger to when to tell you what you were supposed to do, when you were supposed to do, and where you were supposed to do it. And we give that information away. We put too much on the book of faith, that they're able to see exactly who you are, what you're doing, when you wouldn't tell them otherwise. So what do? Oh, let's create a gossip channel. And it's okay, but that everything that you're posting, you don't know who's looking at it. That's the problem. And why they're looking at it. Because if you knew, you would not give access. People would not be able to have access to it. They wouldn't be able to buy. The system wouldn't be able to buy your profiles to see all of your activities. Because you would say, no, that's my private, but it's not your private. You put it on there. And we get so comfortable. And they realize all they have to do is hypnotize people by making it comfortable, making it popular, and making it convenient, and making it free. Boom. There they got you. So come on over to BTR Community, where you don't have to worry about being adversely affected for what you post, because your identity and your profiles won't be sold to any bidder. You can promote yourself, your business, things that you think are relevant and important without it adversely affecting you, because we are, you know, we are so diverse. We are so multifaceted. There is no one single way that we all feel or think at any given time. But see, that's what man also always wants to do with laws and rules. They want to punish you for life. So come on over to BTR Community. It's very easy. It's only $24 a year, and you can do that right through Black Talk Radio Network's website. Also, if you would like to engage in purchasing precious metals, definitely you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, and you can check out what's there in inventory. We posted up some other stuff that's there. Some prices have changed. Things have come down. A couple of things have come down. So definitely want to pass that savings on to you guys. You can engage in your overall precious metals purchasing there. And one thing that you will know and have a guarantee of, everything that you purchase from Prosperity Mint will be real silver and gold, already tested by way of being x-rayed. It's all been x-rayed, everything else, to make sure that it is. And if there's any question or any doubt, it is not sold. So definitely engage there, or you can email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Please, if you do email, make sure you leave a number and then call back, please, so someone can get in contact with you. So there's a couple of people that left some emails. If you're going to email, and that's my email, just email me or text me at 951-790-8330 saying that you would like to purchase some precious metals or whatever. Just make sure that you leave a callback number, okay? So, and I will show you how to engage in the proper way of buying precious metals. Okay, so before we get into today's show, I just want to thank Brother Bragg for Friday sitting in for us. And I know that you all enjoyed, I saw some of the comments. Brother Bragg, thank you so much. Fantastic job. I could tell that Roz called in. I'm not sure who else did, but I just want to thank you all for carrying the show because, you know, there are things that I have to do from time to time, and Brother Braggs will be filling in from time to time for us when it's convenient for him and something that we need to do. But we're going to have him on, you know, from time to time. You know, I'd like to have Brother Bragg on weekly, as you know, because it's just so valuable what that brother has and who he is and what we do. That's my peeps. I truly, truly appreciate him. I truly, truly appreciate you. So Brother Braggs had a smoking show on Friday, and it's so true. You are standing. You are the indigenous people that were here. Were there slaves that were brought to America from Africa? Yes, but that doesn't account for nearly a third or probably a tenth of the black people that are here now. The copper color people of the indigenous people of the Americas were all of your likeness and your hue and your overall melanin content. So don't let that be deceived of you. And it's very, very important, because then you can get pushed off of your land. There were other people that came from other places that came here. Then they found you and your ancestors already here. So do not ever take a slave's mentality. Just because someone told you about the history, the lies of their past about slavery, doesn't mean that you have to accept that as the truth. But the moment you give energy to that, you will be living that. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have. And we don't cherish who ourselves. You can't, it's very, very difficult for you to love anyone else or to reach your full potential when you have no love of yourself. No one needs to tell you that you were from here. This is where you are right now, is your original indigenous roots are. No one needs to tell you that. You need to resonate that way and ask, and you will see that it is. Because the truth stands alone. So, so important that you understand, just because school told you that you were slave, once they told you and put that into your young minds that you were slaves, you were never, ever, ever able to get over that hurdle. It became where it has actually stunted your overall development. And as my man, Brother Bragg, said, it retarded your development, and it did. It absolutely did. No reason for that to happen at all. So definitely. So just want to say this weekend, what's up, Jerry? This weekend was a crazy weekend. And Jerry, give me a call later. I had a big falling out. I'm going to tell you all right now. I had a big falling out with Volt Media Group because I actually got to see those individuals this weekend. Huge falling out. When I say huge falling out, but the event will still go on. I'm very good with one half of the Volt Media Group. The other half of the Volt Media Group, I've severed all ties. I didn't know some things once I found out some things, and I'm telling you now, I totally severed the tie. But we still will take care of you. I found out that Sharif Ali is not someone that I will ever be doing business with. In any form or any fashion, and just a surprise. But the other brother in Volt Media Group was sincere and was true and said, Dave, I need to tell you some things that I didn't know about. I just found out today, and it was, you know, it's a week away from our event. So the event still will happen. Everyone still will be there. The individual that I know for all the Tando Radio Show listeners, he's going to be there, and that's the one that you really want to engage with, but it's just sad, and I just wanted to let you know, because I'm not going to pull any punches with you all, the Tando Radio Show listeners. Unavoidable, you know, by us, but once we found out, I'm responsible for what I know, and one thing in it I will always do, regardless of what it is, I will always speak the truth to you.
Brother
so
Dave.
Nothing involving you all that it adversely affected, but he was doing things that was not ethical, and I'm not going to engage you all, the Tando Radio listeners, in that. So you will still get to the most important. You'll get it from one of the best people in the whole country, a brother that you will introduce to, and this individual is golden. Is this person I've known? I know his work, and it was actually his work is so solid that people try to copy it, and that was exactly what happened. Some people was trying to copy his work, but you can't copy someone's life's work.
You talking about plagiarism?
What's that, Scotty?
You talking about plagiarism?
Yeah. And I didn't, once I found out, that was it. It was just totally it. So,
you know what? Dave, thank you, man. Thank you for sharing that with us. This just confirms to those who may have heard my program Saturday night. If you missed it, go check out the podcast where I said black unity is a fallacy. And the reason I say
hold on. Scotty, and I happened to look at that last night, real late last night, after I was dealing with it. I said, oh, my gosh, Scotty, if you only knew. You already knew, and I found everything out Saturday night.
Oh, really?
But one brother was sincere, and the other wasn't.
But that's how we open up ourselves sometimes to adverse things, is that we let our guard down because people look like us, and it's natural to have goodwill. Yep. You know, you're the type of person, you have goodwill towards everybody. You know what I'm saying? I try to be that way, too, but I done been burned too many times growing up that I'm like, I'm suspicious of everybody. I had to ask questions. Like when I talked to you about Tando Radio Show, I had to ask you some questions. Are you going to be doing this or doing that? Because we let our guard down, man, and then that's how the enemy's able to infiltrate and then destroy what we have from the inside or from those relationships, because we let our guard down and we think the enemy are supposed to look a certain way, when the enemy will use that against us and send somebody our way that look like us. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what happened here, but I'm just saying you can't unite with people who don't share your values, who don't share your principles, and don't have the same goals. So thanks for sharing that.
No. You're absolutely right, Scott. And that's one of the reasons why I was late today. And I'm just basically, because I'm a truthful, I'm not a person that likes, this is not a gossip thing. This is all true. And it's not something that, you know, and I'm saying this because I can't have my radio listeners coming to Dallas and being adversely affected by some things, and they won't be. They absolutely won't be. And I'm always going to protect. And I'm going to tell you, one of the other half of Volt Media Group, once this brother realized what was really going on, he spilled the beans on everything. And said, yo, this is a lie, this ain't true, this is what was gonna, this is what we've been doing. It wasn't my stuff that was being plagiarized, it was someone else's, but I wasn't going to allow that to be exposed to, and it was hidden from me because I wasn't in that realm, you know. I met this individual at some seminars and everything else, and so we just went from there. And yeah, right, Scotty, it's your guard. But I never had a guard up to him. He asked me, Hey, Dave, we're going to do this, and I know the importance of it. And I said, okay, cool. So, you know, would you be a part of it? Yeah, sure, I'll be a part of it. And then I find out that his intentions were to actually steal another man's life work. But he couldn't do it because of the overall strength of what this gentleman does. And it was pretty bad, but I needed to let you know. We are still going to have the event in Dallas. Everything will still be there. The information that you will be getting will be from the best individual, not from the one side of it all. You get it straight from the premier person in my account in this whole country. You'll see why, because I've seen the work that this individual has done, and I actually seen it. It's going to be about trust and foundations, and, of course, we're going to be talking about the precious metals for you all. And I've seen actual for the clients to where they get a letter from the IRS saying we can't touch you because this brother is just that thorough. And because what he does is everything he does is he does it the right and complete way. So, but in other people try to make a business out of someone else's business and they don't know what the heck they're doing. And you can only imagine. So I just wanted to bring that to you all. And, you know, I was kind of leery and weary, but sometimes you don't know until someone completely steps in and you know, on themselves, and it's, they appear one way, and then you wait till some business gets done and you'll see who they truly, truly are. So that's what's going on. So we're going to move forward, you know, at any time. So if you got any question at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So, if you are going to be coming to Dallas, if you haven't paid, contact me, 951-790-8330. Text me, and we'll arrange. But if you are already purchased, you're good, you're fine. Don't worry about it. The event will still happen. You will still be giving all of the information, but some parts of the party has been totally kicked out. Done. So that's just what it is. So moving on, let's jump into what's in the news. All right, so give me 1 second. Let me pull this stuff up. Oh, boy. Crazy weekend, y'all. Bear with your boy, please. Man. But this is all a part of the battle that goes on and the thing that happens. Let me tell you, you already know. As Scotty said, check out Scotty's show on Saturday that he did, because that is so true. And we've all dealt with it, and I just had to recently deal with it myself. And it's not something that you would hope to happen. But we're on guard for everything, and we are aware of everything. And let me tell you how powerful it is. I had a feeling that something was going to go wrong. I was uneasy for many days just before. On Friday, I was completely uneasy. And I already knew something was about to happen, that something wasn't true. And all of those, that energy, and I didn't ignore it. I listened to it. And it came to, I tell you, it was even before I was even there, I had already identified who the problem was without a name being given. And how it came, I'm going to tell you, how it came to me was I was feeling certain things, and I was listening to the energy, and it was telling me that someone is doing something very foul, and you're going to find out about it. And then it came to where certain things would hit me, and I would hear and see certain things. I mean, hear them not audibly in your ear, hear them in your spirit. There's certain characteristics that this one individual does and everything else, and I picked up on it, and that was the problem, and all of that came, and then boom, lo and behold, I saw it, asked a question without them even knowing, and I had already knew, and they knew that now I knew that something was up. And then it came out. So never, ever, ever, ever try to diminish your overall resonating spirit.
Hey, to and that point, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
We just had, like, we had this 90-foot pine tree, man, that's like 5 feet, maybe 7 feet from the house. This thing started leaning, man. It's been leaning for a while, man. You know, it's got to come down. And so I, you know, finally saved up a little money and whatnot. We, you know, me and my family members put our little money together to find somebody to do it, right? To take the tree down, because this, the way it was leaning, Dave, I couldn't do it myself. I couldn't.
It's dangerous.
Have the equipment. We talking about a 90-footer, man. We talking about a 90-foot pine tree. So anyway, you know, I started looking for some people online and whatnot, you know, that's here locally. And so they say you're supposed to get at least three estimates, right? So I got, but I ended up getting four. So first I wanted to go with a black business, right? Go with a black business. So, and we known this person for a while though, but he said, yeah, I work for a company. We take that down. So anyway, called him to come do the estimate. Talking about, hey, y'all going to have to sign this paper absolving us of liability if the tree fall on the house. Now, right then and there, I knew that this person may not have been licensed, may not have been insured, and wasn't bonded, because they supposed to have insurance. And I'm like,
that's right. You're supposed to be bonded for your professional work.
Yeah,
that's
I'm like, see, people try to play you, man, like you stupid. You know what I'm saying? And so you know, then called another dude. He come out here. This white dude. He looking at me like with hate in his eyes. I'm very good at picking up on body language and whatnot. And then
that's right.
You know, then I asked him for his estimate. He talking about 1,600. So I'm like, wait a minute, that's kind of high, man. I said, well, how much, what if you just take the limbs off of it, which is what's making it lean over from all that weight? And I said, then me and my uncle can hook up a cable and take the trunk down ourselves. So how much you charge me, you know, to just cut the limbs off the tree? He said, it's still going to be $1,600. I said, okay, bye. You know what I'm saying? People will try to play you, man. You have to be careful. You have to really be careful.
That is so true, Scotty. They do. They always try to play you. They always, always. And so that's really what it is. And I'm going to tell you what happens. When we become hungry, we become desperate. And then what happens, what sets in is such a low frequency, we become what we had to endure. We become what we had to endure. And I know it because every single one of us throughout our lives have been tempted to become what we had to endure. The key is not to give in to that energy because that's not who you are. You don't need to become that. You have to become that because that's not who you are. You have to willfully choose to do that. And we'll give all kinds of excuse. But, yes, we know that people commit different things because they're hungry and everything else. But here's the difference. There's a difference between a mistake of the mind and having a mistake of the heart. A mistake of the mind and a mistake of the heart is two different things. We have to minimize our overall mistakes of the heart. So, so important. So, yeah, it never fails, man. It's so true. It happens that way. But we just, you know, we just move on from there.
But I did get the tree down. The tree came down today. Found a guy for $1,100. Didn't have the entire $1,100, so he let us put down $800 and then just give him the rest, you know, later on a monthly basis. So, man, when that tree, I was in here working. That tree hit the ground. I'm jumping, man, because the whole house was like, now I'm like, no, okay, see, that's how dangerous that was, people. Y'all had to be careful on stuff like that. You want to make sure they have insurance and because things do go wrong. They can go wrong. Not saying that they don't mean for it to go wrong or they don't know what they're doing, but things, especially when you fall in trees, them trees can do turn a certain way, and then, you know, you're going to want to have insurance. Because it would destroy the house, man. But I think you got a call from Mel, man. I think Mel want to chime in. He got a question or comment.
Yeah. Hold on one second. I get to Mel in one sec. Yeah, I see Mel. I get to him. But, Scotty, let me tell you, that's so true. Because what happens when trees go down, you don't know the direction of their roots. So the one root may be pulling another way. Another root will be weaker. And the path of least resistance may not be the way that it's leaning. May not even be the way that it's leaning. It's about the roots that you don't see. And that stuff is so dangerous. That's why, man, trees kill a lot of people when they come down because it's crazy. So let's go to our caller that's in queue. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, Brother Dave.
Hey, Princess. How are you?
Good.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? How was your day? Are you on vacation, spring break, or what are you doing?
I just got done with spring break.
You just got done with spring break?
I wanted to ask a question.
Yes, queen. Yes, ma'am.
What is so valuable about the 2017 pennies with the P on it?
Okay, good question.
Thank you for taking my question.
No, sweetheart, thank you for calling. I thank you, and I can't wait to give you a hug. I can't wait to see you. Give your mom and dad a hug for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, be good. Tell your dad to call me. Man. Okay. The princess asked, what is so valuable about the 2017 pennies with peas on it? Well, that's the one of the first times, and they tried to what they did was that was one of the first times that they put a P on the penny, and that stands for Philadelphia. That means that the P stands for Philadelphia. So that's one of the first times, and that itself is going to become a very valuable penny in the future because they only minted, they've only made so many of those. So what you want to do is that if you find them, you want to protect them and keep them and don't touch them. Don't try to keep them, put them in a little case so that they don't get messed up. And they'll have little marks on them, and that's called bag marks, meaning because other pennies and stuff is bumped up against them and everything else. But if you can get one that has no markings, is real, real shiny and everything else, and you can keep it and don't let anything hit it or anything else, in the future, that penny is going to be very, very valuable. Very, very valuable. So that's some of the things, and it's going to be worth more than what it is right now. It's a penny. But in the future, it may be worth even more. For instance, it may be worth $10. It may be worth $20 or $50. Who knows? Maybe even more than that or $10. But it will be worth more than what it is right now because it's going to go up in value because the mint knew what they were doing and they didn't tell. And they don't tell people that they're going to do stuff like that sometimes because they just want to put some things out into – because they know that they're going to be collectibles and they just want to get them out and they don't want one person or some people to hoard it and to take them all. So find the ones with the 2017 P's on it and then save those pennies, and that should be something that you do. And then look at your pennies and always save in real money, okay?
Okay.
So thank you.
Well,
that's you have anything else? You have any other questions?
No.
Okay, so I want you and your dad to give me a call a little bit later so I could talk to just you two, okay?
Okay,
be good. Where's your dad at?
I'm here, brother. Peace.
Peace. What's up, Mel? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man.
Man, you always, my man, you know, your people know how to bring you back. My man knew I was kind of upset about stuff, so he mellowed me out by having the princess call.
Yes, sir. We have been discussing it, and she was right. I was thinking it was Pennsylvania, but she said, no, I think he said Philadelphia. So thanks for clearing that up. I'll call you later, though. Peace.
Yeah, all right, brother. Much love. Much respect. Hold on one second. Let me check this one thing. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show 727. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your question and comment? Area code 727? Okay. All right, so we'll get back to the show. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, and we'll see you in queue. Just hit star, and we'll bring you up. So let's get into what's in the news. Okay. So, first article. This one comes from RT. Man, there's a lot that happened over this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. We really need to be made aware. I wasn't really able to keep tabs on things because I was busy. But a lot has happened. First article from RT, Russia Today International. Israeli minister threatens to destroy Syrian air defenses. The Israeli defense minister threatened to destroy Syrian air defenses after they shot at Israel warplanes, which violated, listen to this, the Israeli warplanes violated the Syrian airspace and bombed targets on Syria's soil. And they said next time, if the Syrian arsenal defense apparatus acts against our planes, we will destroy it. These dudes is straight tripping. They're like, we get to come into your country and bomb on you, and you can't do anything about it. Are you kidding me? Do you see how, and this is the thing that I don't like about this whole thing. This is the thing, they've so hypnotized people through religious things, through religious practices and through religious means, so that certain countries, such as Israel, such as the United States, can do dirt all over the place and no one looks at it at all. You know why? Because they have a vested interest in its overall economic survival, because they're tied to it as well. They're going in and bombing Syria and have the nerve to say if they activate their air defense apparatus against us, we'll destroy them. And then you see what they're doing here? This is all propaganda. But see, this is the propaganda that will gain traction here, and people over here will say, yeah, whatever Israel does is okay. And how crazy, how insane are we to buy this? So over the weekend, they had bombed, and they had engaged. This isn't the first time. It's been a couple of times. And Syria has said that they shot down one, and then I can't believe, listen to what was said. The next time, if Syrian aerial defense apparatus acts against our plane, we will destroy it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what is going to get your daughters in combat boots and sent overseas to help to destroy the defense apparatus of Syria, because Israel said so. Man, we are really, really tripping. What I mean by we're tripping is that we have been so surrendering, we have so surrendered our free will to where the overall acts of political serial killers is considered normal. And I really do see that it's moving into a real bad direction. But you at Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network, yeah. Scotty said, you know, Russia called the Israeli ambassador out on this. Oh yeah, because it's all about the, yeah. And this is one of the articles. Yeah, thanks, Scotty. Yes, do know, and it's going to only perpetuate. Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. and Israel have already invaded Syria. And that is going to require that your children, and let me tell you how young these children that I'm talking about, and it's not your 17-year-olds, it's not your 18-year-olds, it's not your 16-year-olds, it's not your 15-year-olds. This is going to go down to your 12-year-olds who are going to be engaging and fighting in this war. And the setup for this is real. And it's going to be your 13 and 12 year old daughters that they're going to it's going to move into the 12 and 12, 13 and 11 year old daughters and children here in the U.S. Male and female are going to be directly fighting these wars. Amazing, disturbing, but we don't have to go that way. So check out this article. I want to show you just quickly portions of this article. Just portions of this article. And I always say a land without men is occupied, meaning someone else is telling you what to do. You're playing by their rules. How long have we been playing by someone else's rules here? Because we have no men to say no and stand up to it. A land without women is barren, meaning you don't exist. You don't exist. And in today's war battlefield, as it always has been, they've attacked. But see, what they did in the past was they gradually moved women closer and closer to the battlefield. Has nothing to do with discrimination, has nothing to do with that at all. See, they gave you civil rights and discrimination so that you would be the bearer of their agenda. And we fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Why? Because we were instituted that way and we were domesticated that way in schools. The institutions, the schools, the everyday propaganda and rhetoric was telling us, this is what you fight for. This is how you feel. This is what you do. Sit down in my little chair and let me psycho-evaluate you and tell you what's wrong with you from the craziest person in the building. Israeli minister threatens to destroy Syrian air defense. Just want to check this out, and this comes from RT. Let's just check this out quickly. And nothing quickly about my stuff, especially when Canada Radio Show was on. Doesn't like to. One second. Let me see if I can get this to. Don't think I am. Okay. No. Okay. Here we go. All right. The Israeli. Oops. One second. And this is going to be the war that's going to jump off, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. It's already. So it's. We're only three events away from it going completely, going all out. And you need to know these things so that you can prepare yourselves accordingly. Because, see, you're comfortable right now. And from what you anticipate and what you see from the comfort of where you are right now is not going to be where you are. All tactical planning goes out the window the minute that you make contact with any formidable enemy that's able to defend themselves in any way. Meaning, no matter what you have, now you got to fight. And it's, you may think, you may listen to me, you may listen to others, you may listen to everybody, as this is what's going to happen, you can expect this. But see, none of that is going to, it may not happen exactly that way. It may be far worse or less. And when you sit from a position of comfort and say, okay, I think I'm ready, I think I'll be able to, then when you get punched in the face, you realize something. I wasn't really ready for that as much, even though I prepared for it. Is it something that you need to be scared of? No, but you need to be realistic about the situation. I don't need to be optimistic about anything. I don't need to be pessimistic about anything. I need to be real about everything because my optimism will be directed by my energy. And my if you're pessimistic, that will be directed by your energy also. You will create the heaven or hell in which you live in. So be aware. Be cautious. Be cunning. Be keen. Be decisive. Be self-determining. And be sovereign. So this article will not pull down for me, and I know why. And so now my whole computer now is going through a little tantrum. And let me see. Oh, it may come back. Hold on. I may get it. Okay, here we go. I got a little bit of – okay, here we go. Man. It's a pain in the butt. All right, so – here we go. It says Israeli minister threatens to destroy Syrian air defense after they shot at. And I stopped because my. After they shot at Israeli warplanes, which violated the Syrian airspace and bombed targets on Syrian soil. Next time, if the Syrian air defense apparatus acts against our planes, we will destroy it. And that was Lieberman said that Israeli public relations on Israeli public radio on Sunday said we will not hesitate. Israel's security is above everything else. There will be no compromise. This dude is ridiculous. And this whole mentality, the Zionism, which comes from the Nazis itself, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And we need to stop falling for it so these individuals have no influence. They can have their own free will, but they should have no influence over anyone else. And it says that he was referring to Friday morning raid on of the Israeli Air Force, the latest of several reports over the past few years in which Israel's claimed to have targeted weapons-bound for Lebanese militant movement Hezbollah. Israel says that it has to protect itself from advanced weapons, which the militants tried to obtain from the Syrian government. This is going to perpetuate this overall war. The U.S. and Israel has already invaded Syria, and there is going to be a pushback, ladies and gentlemen, and that's where they're going to invoke the draft and bring and get everything drawn into it. So check that article out. Okay, so next article of what's in the news. Bear with me. Next article. Raj said this one. Here are the 17 cities that have the most to lose under Trump care. Check out that article. Great article. Thanks, Big Raj. Next article also from Raj. This comes from The Guardian. British banks handle vast sums of laundered Russian money. Yes, that's very, very true. And some of it is Russian organized money, and this is why Britain never, ever, ever this is why Britain will always side with Russia and appear to be on America's side. Nope, nope, nope. You're about to see a major, major change. So check out that article. This is very, very true from here, and this is why during when Cyprus was going through its overall economic problems, the Russian oligarchs were allowed to take out their cash because Britain made sure that they were able to do that because of the relationship that they have with Russia. So, so true. So check out that article. Really good one. Next one comes from Liberty Headline, and it says, Idaho school facilities create school gay club against parents' will. Check out that. This is crazy. This is crazy, of course, because this is the agenda. The schools are there to vaccinate and destroy your overall and to get your children to obey the overall agenda of enslavement, subjugation, and to beat self-determination. So check out that article. Next one from Forbes. Trump, this one from Raj. Says Trump will kill biomedical research. This is cruel and pointless. So check out that article. Raj put that one as well. Next article, I put this one. Where did this one come from? Oh, this is the Russian one. This is a Russian newspaper and just translated to English. When you get there, you can right-click that. And that is where Russia has called in the Israeli Israeli ambassador, and believe me, Russia is going to engage, and it's going to be all out, and Israel is going to get smacked down, completely smacked down, as they continue to advance and perpetuate the war agenda of seizing and colonizing and taking, and this is going to be a ugly, ugly thing. So, but all, remember, all of these governments are one big fraternity against you. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg. Germany trade barbs with Trump on defense after Merkel's meeting. And this was over. This was, I believe, it was Friday. Germany and the U.S. trade barbs over the weekend about defense spending following an awkward first meeting between celebrity figurehead Donald Trump and celebrity figurehead Chancellor Angela Merkel, who looks just like Hitler to me, like Hitler's line of family. I don't know, but sure does to me. I'm just saying. Defense Minister Ursula on Sunday rebuffed Trump over his comments to meeting NATO's funding commitments after the U.S. and I can't see the rest of it. Basically, I'm going to show you what he said. Donald Trump basically said that Germany needs to Germany owes the U.S. a lot of money from the NATO defense situation. And believe me, this is all the big setup. Germany is already moving towards Russia. And where Germany goes, France goes. And where France goes and Germany goes, the rest of NATO is going to go as well. And that is, the U.S. is going to be standing alone. And that's the agenda here as the purge continues to happen. And, you know, I get Friday he was saying that, you know, and it's all, that's all celebrity performance. But reading between the lines, you can see that the overall isolation of the U.S. is happening, and it's going to happen economically, it's going to happen trade-wise, geopolitically, militarily, and quality of life, ladies and gentlemen. The target of destruction to neutralize is you. You here, so the rest of the world can be given the opportunity at what you have and what people here, and we all have been able to have a quality of life that we didn't deserve here, because that was the setup of the system. They wanted to have that, and they allowed different well-publicized, high-profile individuals, nations, and communities to live a certain way so it could be the envy and anger of the rest of the world. So at the appropriate time, they can switch it and give it to someone else, and then everybody can say, yeah, that was supposed to, that's good, that should have happened. And lo and behold, the whole system stays. The system of control is the one that benefited and still healthy, vibrant, and thriving very well. Don't fall for it. So check out that. Next article, Rise posted this one from Vox. This is your brain on terrorism. Check that out. Very, very, my man, check that out. And that's an article. It shows celebrity figurehead, Speaker of the House, and celebrity figurehead, President of the United States, with their overall flag, their battle flag, being flown behind because of the continuous war that is being engaged against you, the indigenous. Next article. This one comes from, got this one from the Baghdad Post. Iran is about to collapse, warned the IRGC commander, and that is the Iranian Republic Guard Corps. Check out that article. It's a read between the lines also. It's all falling, coming into place. It's also from Baghdad Post. UK celebrity figurehead Theresa May to trigger Brexit process next Wednesday. It's all coming apart, ladies and gentlemen. Next article, Rye sent this one from NBC News. China media claims Tillerson visit was a home run for China. China state-run media cheered Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's weekend visit to Beijing as a diplomatic win for the home team. So check out that article. Very, very, very important. Check out the next one. This comes from Politico. Trump tweets, Germany owes the U.S. vast sums of money for NATO. This is all the setup falling apart. Next article, man, this is I didn't frown on this one. Big ups to my man Kevin, but big ups to my man Chris that sent this one from AP News. Billionaire, and this dude was no daggone philanthropist. Get out of here. David Rockefeller dies at 101. Shoot. To me, it was probably 80 years too late. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 90 years too late. Probably the last time that this dude was ever any good was when he was a child, if at all even then, that type of energy. So check out that. And believe me, as my man Kevin and I both think, this is assassination season, ladies and gentlemen. I doubt that he may have been kept asleep purposely as the overall economics start to unfold and the changing, transferring of wealth is happening. So check that out. Next article from Business Insider. China is trying to get more involved in the Middle East. China welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, just days after hosting Saudi Arabia's King Salman and signing the deals worth as much as $65 billion. So check out that. China is the overall number one economy and is going to be the beacon of freedom, ladies and gentlemen. And that means that here is not. This will be a reversal of roles. This is going to become a third world nation, or a fourth world, a fifth world nation very, very fast. Some places will be affected more adversely than others, but the untied states of America is going to be here. So check out that. Next article comes from Reuters. New U.S.-led forces to deter Russia in Poland from April. A U.S.-led battalion of more than 1,100 soldiers will be deployed into Poland at the start of April, a U.S. commander said on Monday. Do you see what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? They're putting more and more and more war resources there because there's going to be a trigger event, and it's not going to be in that area, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion. I think it's going to be somewhere else in the world. But they will be strategically placed there to engage in wartime activities because of that. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll finish what's in the news, and then we'll get into today's show. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. You can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, and see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Okay? So we're going to jump back into what's in the news and get going. But if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, and hit star. So last article we left with was U.S. is going to put 1,100 troops into Poland, which is this is only going to spur and ignite the whole area. And at the same time, the U.S. is encouraging in the Black Sea around Russia. They're trying to surround Russia, and Russia, there's going to be an appropriate response. And believe me, Russia and China will have the position that they are within all rights and means to have preemptive attacks against the U.S. And they will. And so this is what the system wants, is moving in that direction extremely fast right now. So check out that article. Next article from Reuters talks about North Korea rocket engine test shows meaningful progress for progress. And this was from South Korea. And what happened was over the weekend, yesterday, North Korea tested a rocket that was actually enabled it to have a ballistic missile that was probably capable of traveling to the United States. And if they have a ballistic missile, they could put a nuclear warhead on that, or so what they want to say. And then this is going to be a part of the agenda to start the ignite the war with North Korea, or the engagement in North Korea. And when they do that, the overall, that is going to unfold in a very dramatical way, and it is going to cause for much pain and suffering here in the United States, which everybody here from that have been schooled properly by the United States would say, yeah, we definitely, it'll be a cakewalk taking care of North Korea. No, it won't. And we're going to tell you some, and I'll tell you some of the reasons why. And it's going to adversely affect you greatly here. And I want you to be prepared for that. So, and that not only that, this is plausible deniability, so that you can say that now this is the reason why we needed to strike, and this can go in so many different ways. And either way it goes, all casualties, 99% of the casualties of war are innocent individuals. That meaning every person had nothing to do with this, and they were actually coerced to get into this, and they lose their overall physical lives. And this is how the system maintains power and control over the masses of people globally, by way of depopulation, by way of acts of terror, by acts of war. This is ridiculous. These are where you have the psychopaths being able to get away with mass murder without us looking at them for what they are: serial, political, serial killers. And that type of mentality, ladies and gentlemen, does not deserve to have such an influence on so many people. And that's because we have allowed ourselves to be subjugated and enslaved and surrendered, and we have surrendered, and we obey. So we need to stop trusting and obeying, and there's no other way. So let's please resonate a different way. So check out that article. Next article, Syria fires missiles at Israeli jets after airstrikes. And over the weekend as well, Damascus was actually shelled yesterday. There was shelling in Damascus as well. So the overall, this whole thing is already blown up. But that's why the invasion happens. What do you think military are going to do when they invade? They're going to blast. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And see how subtle and quiet it is around this whole thing? But the overall ramifications of this is what we've been telling you. It's just like Fukushima. We're not waiting for an event to happen. It already has, and it's severe. But see, since we don't have the dramatic, theatrical events, we don't think that anything is going wrong. We don't think that nothing is happening. Man, you've been attacked asymmetrically, and you don't even know, and you've been outmaneuvered. So
yeah, I wrote it down.
Oh, we got a caller in queue. The sister said she wrote it down. I know that voice. She said, yeah, I wrote it down. Well, what I want you to do is I want you to speak it down, sister, out of Atlanta. What's going on? Atlanta? 404, you're on Tando Radio Show.
Oh, hey, Brother Dave. How are you? This is
How
Dana.
You doing?
Hey, Brother Dave.
I know who this is. I know you wrote it down. I heard you say you wrote it down. That's how I knew you was here. What's happening?
Oh, sorry. I got a question, Brother Dave, because my husband just asked you.
Yes.
You're running off.
Yes.
The question I have is, do these hybrids, the politician, the people who are the elite, get their power from the vibrations of human sacrifice and sex trafficking, keeping them in power? That's the question. I know it's kind of off the topic of what you're... But there's a reason why I'm asking.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Because when you look at between police brutality, which is off the Richter scale, sex trafficking off the Richter scale, and the violence against young children. I mean, when you see the pictures alone, just the children without limbs, I sat there and I cried, me being a parent, and anybody who can understand as being a parent or just having compassion for wife. They have no regard for life. Elderly, they don't care. Police breaking in people's homes and shooting. Yeah, I remember a few years ago here that the police, it was a Hispanic and a white couple, and they actually threw a bomb in the crib, and the damage that it did here in Georgia to that child was unreal. I cried. I said, these folks are sick. So if they're that violent, okay, God, is it a vibration do they have to serve something in order for them to thrive, or are they praying and stuff? These are questions that I ask, because It's all the time. You know, people get shot and all this, and 4 days ago and all. I'm like, really? Then you hear about Syria, then you hear about Africa and the violence in Kenya. It's off the chain, and it's worldwide. It's not even just a, you know, just isolated incident here. This is worldwide violence. So I just asked the question, and then Trump, being president, is trying to step back from Russia and all this stuff going on. There's got to be a reason. Is he part of sex trafficking? Is he a pedophile like the Bushes? Just saying, I'm throwing it out there because I'm trying to understand. I know you know. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
No, I appreciate. I love it. No. I'm going to give my take on it, my opinion, and it's just my take and my opinion. I would never say that is factual, from my opinion, I will give that. My opinion is that it's that exactly what you said. I think that one of the things that happens when you start to resonate, they have the overall decision making and the structure and the institutions. The persons, not all persons are human living entities, are human beings. Not all persons, but there are personships that are not actually have any living energy, but they exist off the living energy of others. There are inanimate objects that live. And how they live is they live because there are living entities that are giving those inanimate objects a personhood state. And that you can see that like in a corporation. Corporations are persons. They're not living beings, but they are persons because they act off of the living energy of people. And this, if you really think about it, personship through corporations is nothing more than prosperity or a legacy that's being handed down. Think about a corporation. There are some corporations that live longer than human beings. You have some companies that have been around for 200 years, 300 years, 400 years. Why is that? Because those individuals that put that corporation and business together, they made sure that the prosperity was going to be passed down in the personship of that organization. And this is how you can control people for over centuries, because the prosperity is being passed down. Now, let's take a look at, you've just seen some of the capabilities of that. Now, let's take a look at when we squander passing down prosperity. When you squander your talents, you lose them. When you squander your talents, you lose them. Why do you lose them? Because the process of learning is never complete until you give away as a form of prosperity what it is that you have learned, so that it can propel itself for another 300, 200, and 400 years. And we haven't been doing that. We've been energizing the prosperity of inanimate objects, and we've lost our prosperity. So we don't have culture to pass down anymore. Now, to directly answer your question about are they living off of the energy of through the sex traffic, through the human organ kidnapping for human, the black market for human organs and the pedophile rings. This is what happened, in my opinion. They get inebriated in the wine of splendor. They get intoxicated. There is known to be certain EBTs, extraterrestrial biological entities is what they're called, EBEs, extraterrestrial biological entities. And they get off on the adrenaline, the endorphins that are released in the brain that is from fear. Because, you know, whenever you're afraid, you're adrenaline, but the fear one has actually a signature chemical release. that is intoxicating to them. Why do you think that we've been so indoctrinated with the spirits of being where we take our bodies into a state of inebriation?
Wow.
Because that's the system validating and strongholding their intoxication. And their intoxication comes in multiple forms. It comes in form of being involved as a pedophile. Some people get off on that. And this is what happens with that. It's like anything else, it becomes an addiction. And because the mind is sick now. Like you catch a cold, your mind can catch a cold. And they change their overall desires of what they want. And what happens is, in my opinion, is this, is that from there, the system is able to strengthen itself because they have measures and means to blackmail people to be enslaved to them even more. Let me tell you something about these pedophiles. Yes, they're extremely sick, but they're slaved to the system even more than people that aren't in that system. Let me tell you why. Because they don't even know that they're slaves. They know the rituals, the demonic rituals that they practice, the rituals of torture, the ritual of enslavement, the rituals of killing and everything else, all the rituals that they practice, they realize something. Every time they engage in this, they get darker and darker and darker and darker. The system doesn't care about these people, nor does it care about you. It equally hates them as well as they hate them. But here's the difference. They're willing to compromise their morality for their addiction to destruction more than you are. There are some people that will refuse to compromise their morality just based off of their overall moral compass. There are some people that do have a moral compass, but it just doesn't move. Some people, moral compass moves a lot. So these individuals that are engaging in these rings of these pedophile rings and the overall sex trade in, everything. This is similar to being intoxicated because you're in an altered state. And because of that altered state, they get addicted to and they always have to get the next hit. And this develops such a low frequency that they totally alter and they totally change their overall genetic makeup. One of the things that the system is right now, it always constantly needs to know where your DNA is. Constantly needs to know where your DNA is to see how their overall tricks and deceptions and their lies to stay in power is working against you so that they can gauge if you need a stronger dosage, if you need a new drug, if you need a new different direction, because everybody is so unique, there is not one perfect plan of inducing one person that works for another. So these rings that you're seeing, these pedophile rings, is an extension of the overall control system to keep us subjugated and not for us to be self-determining and sovereign. To keep us enslaved, they need people to give their whole life's energy. And what do they pay them in? These individuals care not about cash because they digitally create it or they have it printed for them. What do they care about? The drug of energy. They want to stay high on that. They want to stay engaged in that. And this is why they get in, and I'm going to tell you, they put some people that you'll be surprised who's all in this. And I'll tell you this, pretty much every person that you see in a celebrity figurehead role, in my opinion, the likelihood of them receiving pay, a preferred drug of choice, is high. from a congressional or a governmental, it's darn near 100%, in my opinion. All of them are. All of them are. You just don't know, because what they do is they put on a face that you identify with. They put on a face that this other person over here identifies with, and they tell them which team they're on. The right-wing side, the left-wing side, but they're both the same bird of prey. So, sister, yeah, I do believe that they're feeding off of that. And why do they feed off of that? For the same reason that you feed off of the sun. The same reason why you feed off of the love of your family. The same reason why you feed off the love of people around you. That's because that is how they resonate. Because they choose to. They can easily change and go in a different direction, just like we can. We can be doing something good today and decide, you know what, I'm not getting anywhere with this. And then we change up all of a sudden, and we get dirty. The choice. They choose to be there, and that's why our choice and how we dictate our overall, our, how we use our energy and how we resonate is so powerful. There is no weapon that they have or they can form that can go against that. They have to get you to surrender to their objective and their will. And there's many people that will. Many people have, I truly believe, a sellout is a person that was willing to compromise their morality for someone else's agenda. That's what these individuals are. And they start very early. They start in school. Remember, you got class presidents, people being popular. So what do? People compromise their overall selves to be popular. They'll do different things, and it's a childish game that they turn into to adult mischief. So, no, it was long-winded, sister. Hope that, you know, I just wanted to give that insight on it, and I would love to hear, you know, what your thoughts on that is.
Wow, that was awesome. I never thought of it. That's why I called in to ask you, because your point of view is just that awesome. I know the great creator is just like moving in you, speaking. And one, and number two is because, like I said, I live in Atlanta, and it's bad down here. Everywhere I go, actually, men will try to talk to my oldest son. And I think that's where it really started. I'd be in Walmart, and men will actually stop and stare. And I'll actually have to physically walk up to them, and they don't care. And I'll point them in their face and say, you don't know the old me. Stop staring at my son. Do they stop? I said, no. And everywhere I go, I see it all the time. So my son, you know, and he's special needs, but he got common sense, you know what I'm saying? So he say, Ma, they'll say, Ma, I walk by and these men be staring at me. And then I said, well, you stay with me. And I train him. Do not talk to strangers. Do not do this. Do not do that. And it's really bad, because Georgia is on the top of the list for sex trafficking, because we have so many open highways. So I have to tell my kids, stay very close to me. I don't have them walk behind me. I have them walk in front of me. So my middle son will walk off, and I'll say, you know what, I'm going to go upside your head. You know, I'm sorry, that's just old school.
That's right.
In front of me, you know, right. And then he'll be like, Ma, because a lot of times he, you know, will not focus. And first thing I say, you got to stay focused. I said, this is not play. I'm real. I'm honest. And I'll say, hey, you know, if you see what adults do to kids, you would be up under me like, oh, my God, Mommy. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to let you know that you don't give into fear, but danger is real out here. Let me know.
Yeah.
My son is outside. I'm real old school. Usually with the young ones, I'm outside. So when the kids come and they say, oh, Miss Solomon, and I'm like, look now, I'll go outside with y'all, because half these parents are not even paying attention. Just in the vicinity of where I live, if they have an app, you pull it up, there's like 30 pedophiles. And I'm like, you know, man, you know what I'm saying? they don't want to play with this here right here. They don't want none, for real, because it's real out here. And Atlanta is bad, but then New York is bad, and it's just unreal. So I'm just speaking as a parent to make sure parents, when you're with your child, have them walk in front of you. Make sure, because it takes 3 seconds. You look in one way, and then where's so-and-so? Literally 3 seconds. That's how quick a child is. And that's how quick an adult is standing there watching you, whether it be a Walmart, whether you go in Home Depot. These people got a ring on, and it's deep. It's people that you would never even know, so you better have discernment. So
yes, that I is let my so kids true.
Do all that extra, like, mommy, don't even ask me. I'm shut it down right now. We can go out. We can all go together. But that's where you spend the night, because I don't want to have to tell my husband, take care of the kids. I'm just being honest, you know, as a parent.
Yeah.
You know, so one thing about me is I'm real. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. But when I see people, when I saw a tag where it said Donald Trump, you know, raped this 13-year-old kid, and I'm like, wait, hold up, no, wait. Something in the back of my mind, and then the Bushes and all these people coming out talking. I was just like, what is this? This foolishness. These people are higher up or that deep. Then you talk, when you watch videos on YouTube about the Catholic Church, how the culture is inculcated. Sodomy, and I'm like, what's wrong with these people? You actually find joy in attending. What is wrong with you? Something needs to be done. I'm sorry. I can't say that on the radio, but I'm just basically saying, as a parent, people, be careful who you deal with. Like I said, discernment is key. And prayer, when you say, okay, should I deal with that person like this? Or you, like you said, the Creator revealed it to you. I was open. You're like, I ain't fooling with it. Just like when I heard you early, kind of made me a little upset that people are, you know, messing with you. But I had to calm down. I had to bring it in. You know, that was my New York coming out. I said, okay, it's all right. The great Creator had this. I said, because William knows, I've changed a lot, you know. I don't really have to come to Texas and handle somebody. Put my hands in. I'll meet you at the playground here. Come on. Let me stop. But I'm just saying, you know, we stick together. That's how we roll. Cause
that's right.
We can
that's
fight.
How we
family
roll.
Can
that,
fight. But let the outside come in. Oh, I got something for you, Bubba. Okay, I got something
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, right. this is none of, but you're so true. Our guard of our children is our responsibility, so that we can nurture them, so that their full talents can be can reach their fullest potential, so that we feed the roots, so that the fruit that they will bear will be in the appropriate garden that is sustainable, not the one that spoils the fruit. And that's what they've done with so many. You know what? I'm telling you right now, the direction, the energy direction and the path and the energy and the harmonic frequencies and the energies that are bombarding our young people, our middle-aged children, our young adults, our middle-aged adults is fierce. And what it is that it's a concerted effort to destroy. This is not new. They've been doing this for a long, long time. They're setting up for the complete demise of this whole system here, and the rest of the world will see it. And it's only going to get worse, and you need to be where you create your own heaven. How do you do that? You start with your free will, and then no matter what they do around you, even if they so-called take your physical life, how could they take a life that they never even created? So be about our families, our communities and our people and your individual sustainable truth. And if, you know, cause I can't, and I don't think that I don't want to infringe on someone that wants to be evil. That's their choice. My freedom ends where theirs begins. But the moment that tries to encroach on mine, it's upon me and you to defend our sovereignty as warriors. And that's not always one that engages in all out warfare. It engages in a tactical plan to win with all tools, options that are available. So much love, much respect, sister. And
thank you, brother.
Give my regards to the VP, and I can't wait to meet you guys.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much. So
we will. Thank you. And much love, much respect. I will talk to you soon. We got another caller in queue.
Yes, caller, sir. Much love, much respect.
Much, much better.
Thank you.
Another one of our good peeps. All right, sister, I'll talk to you in a little bit. 312.
All right, have a good night. Okay, bye.
Okay, sister. 312. What's up, D?
Hey, now. You there?
312?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. I can hear you now. What's going on?
Just listening.
What's up, D? How you doing?
I'm hanging in here.
Okay.
But I was just kind of listening to you, and as far as, you know, I look at a lot of things based on just the play on words, or they rename mm-hmm. things, but they're still the same, you know, everything comes from the same template, you know? Nothing
man,
like
well said.
Not changes.
Well said, D.
Yeah, nothing changes. It's just a different set of us out here playing the game at this point. But when you were saying, you were talking about them setting up things that may be recognized by some, but not by all. And it just took me to like the taxes, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're paying taxes, but we're paying taxes on old money, you know,
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're you know, because it was already designed like that. So we're paying taxes for someone that has passed beyond before we even got here, you know. And,
right.
And that's just something that just kind of stood out to me, you know, because of the Fairchild, you know, the Rockefellers and all of those people. We're you know, we're taking care of their family, their generations.
Ooh,
and beyond
right, right. The prosperity is going to them. They're harnessing that energy to maintain their overall control over assets. That's so true, Deborah. And like you said,
yeah.
The best way you put it is we're paying the taxes from the past. That's so
right.
True. I hope y'all
yeah.
really caught what Deborah was really saying. And the overall debt that's being created is going to be paid by the future.
Exactly.
Man, do you...
Exactly.
So
when,
true.
You know, and I just kind of think about when they're, you know, you hear the terms, and even as, you know, as a kid or whatever, you know, I hear terms of wealthy, you know, people being, or old money. See, that was the term that I used to
mm-hmm.
hear a lot. You know, they have old money, or that's generational money, or something like that. But then when you take and you look at it in the presence of our time, then that's that old money, you know?
Yeah.
So now it's like their kids, just like even with Trump setting up his kids, you know, setting up, you know, where they will not even go through half of the stuff that he has designed, you know? It will exceed his kids, his grandkids, even his great grandkids, you know. But it's just, you know, just a play on words, and then also just watching how where we think that if we make $1 million, we have, you know, we have arrived. You know, $1 million to them is $100, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll never be able to play in the same arena, but if you do things and you structure them, you know, the way that you're trying to, you know, expose people to or whatever, then that's the way that we can kind of somewhat be equal to them. But you have to pay attention to what you...
You know what, and let me, Deborah, because you hit on a very, very important part. And you
uh-huh.
know what, the thing is that if you play by the rules that are here to set for your destruction, it will set because you are a willingful participant.
Exactly.
When you willfully participate, you have to look at what level of the game are you at what position are you going to be playing?
Exactly.
At what position? Because you're willfully participating in the system. The only way to break this whole thing is to resonate differently first. Put that energy
exactly.
out to where it starts to grow within you, and then it starts to shine. Let me tell you something. The sun feeds itself before it gives you any bit of energy.
Exactly. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
The sun feeds itself before you get any inkling of its energy. You see the power of its overflow. That's why it's a bright star. Some stars aren't as bright as others.
Yeah.
Some stars, and what Deborah said is so true. We have to understand that just because you play by their rules, they give you a million so-called dollars, you haven't arrived anywhere. What probably could even be more that you are even more subject to the overall rules of enslavement even more, and you don't even know it. Harriet Tubman, I freed thousands of slaves. I would have freed even more if only they had known.
Yep. Yep.
Well said, Deb. Go ahead, D.
No, and then, you know, and that's the whole thing is, you know, pretty much, you mentioned, you know, just the play on words, you know, and well, I think even you and Scotty was having this conversation, you know, because once someone, they pretty much, they'll kind of like direct you to or persuade you with their words, but their intentions can be totally different. They come in with a
problem. Oh, man, Deborah, say that again. Right. So you know? True, Deborah. Right.
Yeah. So
as Brother Bragg said, they always speak spell, and that's so true.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and they can sit there and be right in your face, and they may even be, you know, with their feet up on your table, eating with you, you know?
Right.
But their intentions, that's the whole thing about, you know, how I look at people is, it's not so much as what you say, but it's how you present
it. Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a difference in you know we can laugh and joke all day, but your actions are gonna show sooner or later, you know.
Mm.
And it could be just a slip up a word, you know.
Yeah.
Or like you, I heard you. I came in on your show. I didn't get to hear what had taken place, but you said the vibe was off, and I believe in the vibe. I believe in, you know, all of that type of stuff as far as just the energy. The energy changes in the room, and you get that feeling.
You get that feeling. Hold on, Deborah. I got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Yeah, and Roz, I see you and Q. We're going to go to you. Hold on, Deborah. Get ready to go to a commercial break. Listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today's show is about how do we preservation. We are on the horizon of preservation. We're going to get to that. We got my D in-house. We got Roz coming up next. So listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Dave, you might have muted yourself, bro.
Oh, hello. Oh, I didn't expect you really to answer. Yeah, I was listening to the show. I was just calling.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Give me just a second, 916.
I'm sorry about that.
All right.
I couldn't get my phone up. Sorry about that. What, brother in Sacramento, hold on. We'll get to you in 1 second. Thanks, Scotty. I couldn't pick up my phone. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., and we have a couple of callers in queue. I want to get back to D, and then let D wrap up, and then we got a couple of callers in queue. We're going to go to Roz, and then we got a caller out of California we want to go to. And, D, I just want to tell you, someone told me to tell you hi. I will tell you personally when I call you. And, Mel, okay. Someone told me to tell you. Give your regards to you, too. I'll tell you personally as well. So much love, much respect. So we're going to go back to D out of 312, and I'll let D finish up, and then we're going to get to the other callers, and we'll jump into whatever's left on the show. We'll jump into it. So go ahead, D.
No, I was pretty much finished. But, you know, I would just say, really, you know, we just have to be really cautious. Like the sister was saying, just be aware of your surroundings. Because that's the biggest thing is, you know, everything that glitter ain't gold, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of fool's gold out there, Deborah.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? And one of the things is that, you know, when you say, you know, we have to be aware of our surroundings. That's so true. And also we got to create a new surrounding. And that's what this collective prudence needs to be about. And you know, from everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, it's my goal to get us all together in a collective prudence working together on so many facets that I can't even, because, you know, D has talent, Ra has talents, Brother Bragg, Scotty, Jerry, Mel, you know, you listening to the show, and we should be collectively harnessing that for our own development so that we cannot just eat the fruits, we can feed the roots of sustainability. So true. So, hey, D, I'm going to catch you up.
Just one other thing, and this is something that I you know, I kind of share with a lot of my friends and stuff. You know, I think that if anything, at this time, and we're becoming our parents, our, you know, we're moving into that arena of the age, you know, it's time to break this chain. You know, because if you sit and you look back at, you know, I say it like this, if I'm repeating what my grandmother, I hear my grandmother say, my mom say, and I'm saying it now, that's three generations. When is this chain going to break? That's my biggest thing is, you know, I want to be part of what do you want to be known for and as? That's the question.
The legacy you want to live. Oh, man. Deborah.
Exactly. Because at this point, Dave, you know, it's time for us to, you know, it's time to grow up and be about our business. That's it.
Man, that is so true. So I'm going to hit you up right after, because I got to talk to you real quick. And much love, much respect. Thank you so much, D. Appreciate you. Let's go to Roz. Let me just do this formally. Welcome, caller from Jersey. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? This can't be Roz because it's a little too early for Roz to be calling, but, you know, somebody's using Roz's name, and I don't like that. I had to deal with that this weekend. So what's going on? Who's this imposing as Roz?
Peace and love, my brother. This is Roz. How's everything with you?
Man, good. You know, we back on air with you all and just being in, I tell you, it's like the sun. We feed each other, and I appreciate much love, much respect to you and everyone else here on Tando Radio Show. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, back at you, my brother. Powerful show, as usual. I don't expect anything different. I didn't realize that you had such an action-packed weekend, but I'm glad you were able to discuss it because both you and Scotty said some profound things. And I do implore people to listen to Scotty's show about the fallacy of black unity. I think it's brilliant, and the information that he put out is something that people should have access to. I'm going to speak on that momentarily, but I wanted to say first about Mel's daughter. Ah, just incredible. So intelligent. And I got, actually, I got those pennies. Actually, last week, Thursday, I came across them, and I put them bad boys away. Shiny, brand new. I put them bad boys away. So I'm glad she called them with such a brilliant, simple and brilliant question. it's awesome. She's just incredible. I can't wait to see what she's like by the time she's like 10, 11. She's just brilliant. The sister that I was just speaking about, Deborah, I think is her name, great assessment when she talked about old money, because anytime you hear old money, you're basically talking about old criminals. This is money that's being passed on from criminals, one criminal set to their descendants and so on and so forth. And because the system is set up where these people do not get any get reprimanded or really face any justice for the crimes they've committed, this is where this old money comes from. And you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. It's all being paid forward. None of the people who committed those crimes are paying the taxes on the crimes they committed. We are. And the crimes that are being committed today, are the taxes on those are going to be paid on by our descendants. So, I mean, like, the sister could not have said it in a more simple but yet profound way. And I think that's something for us to really take a moment to think about. And the sister who called before her that was talking about the child sacrifice and just sacrifice of people in general, I had a show that I did where I discussed that very thing. And I was saying, because when you study Pizzagate, you'll realize that they're actually sacrificing to these rogue deities like Moloch and other deities in the Jewish pantheon. And that's what they're using CERN to do, is to open these portals. And I said, all of those black people that are dying every day that we see shot on camera, choked to death on camera, and every other kind of murder you could think of.
It's the harvesting.
These are sacrificial victims to those deities. And this is what's calling that energy to CERN. So when they, you know, run CERN to open these portals, those deities are hungry and they're waiting to get on this level, on this plane, so that they can further partake of the black and non-white people that are being sacrificed quite regularly. And if you look up the etymology of the term orphan, orphan is a European word. And if you look it up on etymology online, to be an orphan is to be a slave. Because in Europe, what they understood was that if a child had no parents to protect them, that child was exploitable. So when they would put you in an orphanage, and from that orphanage you go into someone's house, you were a slave to that family. They would beat you. They would abuse you. The father would sexually terrorize you. The mother would sexually terrorize you. And if you were considered attractive, it would prostitute you to other Europeans for them to rape and use you too. So this is their culture. And what we're under the assumption of is that these people are like us, and like they have similar cultural values, and they don't. They don't have value. They don't have value for children. You know, all of the things they're doing is to try and live forever. So when you're trying to live forever, there's no need to worry about children, because you're trying to live forever. That's the whole reason for blood sacrifice. That's the reason for them harvesting organs. All of that stuff is about them trying never to die. Now, even now, trying to put consciousness into machines. So this is to tell you, all that stuff you've seen in the movies are precursors to what they're actually doing right now. So definitely, I wanted to put that out there, because that sister said some really profound stuff. Personal experience with all skin folk and kin folk, I've dealt with that my whole life. And once I got into African traditional religion, and I introduced that to my wife, she was under the impression that practitioners of African traditional religion would be different from what she experienced in Christianity. And I told her, no. I said, they function the same way. You have people who have this information, and they still function in a dysfunctional manner, because that's the overall system. So you have to...
That's the objective.
Exactly. And not assume that just because that person looks like you, or because they're able to say Ashe and Hotep or whatever other evolved term that conscious Africans tend to use, that they are on your side. That is a complete oxymoron. And one of the best answers that I've found to that is, before my family and I partake of anything, we do readings. And we can do readings on people to discern their behavior before we even meet them. And that's something that we've done regularly, or we'll go to Yoruba priests or other traditional priests to get that information. And you can literally find out about somebody before you ever deal with them for anything. And if the situation comes back as something negative, and you do not take heed to it when that priest tells you, then essentially you're opening yourself up to exactly what ends up happening. Because it's either the ancestors that are giving you that information, or the specific deity in charge of that situation that you're asking about that's giving you the answer. So you can ignore them at your own peril. But if you listen to them, you can avoid a lot of criminal activity, and that includes even in business dealings, anything of note that you're doing that can have an effect on your life or the life of your family. You want to go, and that's the power of our tradition. Our traditions can help us avoid a lot of the things that we don't avoid due to our lack of insight, or sometimes our our misperceptions in the case of because someone looks like me, I'm automatically under the assumption that that's my brother or sister. Now, I'm a person who functions as a Pan-Africanist, but even so, I vet people. I don't automatically assume anything about anybody. And it's from their behavior, like how we deal with each other, how Scotty and I deal with each other. There's a character, and you guys have character. That's something in Yoruba that's called Iwapele, which means good character. And you should be able to discern that. And if you cannot, you should get spiritual insight before dealing with people so you understand what their character really is all about. And that's extremely, extremely, extremely important. And something you said that was powerful, Dave, you said when you become hungry, you become desperate. And that is the truest statement ever. That's something that we've been studying in the Book Study Club on the Cows for the Delectable Negro, how starvation was used to torture and terrorize our ancestors, even into sexual deviance, where they would have you so hungry that basically your ribs would be touching and you would be willing to do anything the master says in order to get something to eat. And that is something that they're doing to us on a global scale to this very day because it works. And not many people have studied the use of starvation in the criminalization, demonization, and mass murder of non-white people. If you study that, you read that book, The Delectable Negro, he goes into starvation as a tool of warfare. And it is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful form of warfare, is to have you starving. Because once you get to that
place, you know what, hold on. You know what, because you're so true. And I've always recognized, and the people that know me, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a little secret.
Yes, sir.
Starvation is the gateway to a demon's introduction. Starvation is the gateway to a demon's introduction. I'm gonna tell you something that I always do. I always watch how people eat.
Mm-hmm.
I will always watch how people eat. I'm not watching them eating. I'm watching their spirit. Yes, and sir. That is, I tell you, that's one of my keys. I always want to sit down and go to dinner with you to see how you respond. And even now that I said that, it doesn't really matter, because when you're truly, truly trying to hide something, there's so many things that you leave behind. And there is no way that you can ever hide from the truth. So if you as a person stand with the truth, you don't need to move anywhere else. And it's so true what you said. And I just wanted to jump in there. We got one more caller. So just so you know, Roz, we got one more caller. And I want to go to them, but I want you to finish what it is that you're saying. I hate that this show gets to end because it's so much that we really need to be talking about. And I truly, we're going to pick this back up tomorrow as well. But go ahead, Roz.
Yeah, I'm going to finish quickly because what you said made me think of conversations that Jerry and I have been having recently. And we talked about the fact that, like, we don't lie. Like, lying is the worst thing you can do because you have to spend too much energy trying to figure out what lie you told to whom. The simplest form of living is ma'ashin. You just tell the truth all the time and you have nothing to remember because the truth is the truth and it doesn't change. And that is, man, brother, you just put it down in 5 seconds. Thank you. I'm going to give the next person a chance to speak. Again, brilliant show, and I appreciate you, Brother Scotty, Mel, Sister Deborah, all the people that call in. Much love to you all. One love.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant people that listen. Roz is, as always, that's how Roz resonates. And there's so many tools. There's so much that was given there. And we're going to decipher that with CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, what they're doing with that as well. So, that, man, that's so true. We got another caller. Much love, much respect, Roz. Big ups to you. Talk to you as well, too, soon. We got a call, another caller out of California, 916 area code. You're on with Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Yes, my name is Wes. I'm from Daytona Beach, Florida. But I live out here in Sacramento. And
hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Chilling. Man, y'all brothers are brilliant. Y'all brothers and sisters are brilliant. I listen to talk radio all
as well
day,
as
like
you.
Rush Limbaugh. You know, all the white folks, I listen to them all day. God forgive me. But you know what I'm saying? So it's good to hear
black
people talk each other.
I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do, because you always need to hear different sides and different approach, because every warrior needs to know, understand what they're up against. But go ahead.
Yes, sir. So basically, I love your conversation. I'm going to let y'all get back to talking, but I just want you to tie everything into how much is from God and how much is predestined. You got so much knowledge among so many people. I just want to tie it into how much is really from God, how much is predestined, because I don't think nothing is from the devil. I give God credit for everything. So I just want to kind of
man,
tie everything
into that. I'm so glad that you resonated that way, because that's I truly, and that confirms everything is from the great creator. Let me tell you how powerful that is. When you create perfection, you never need an eraser. You never need to reorganize. You never need to redesign. And it's never a threat from you. You allow it to sustain itself. Because now that the great creator has created the perfect, there is no such thing as people striving to be perfect. You are already perfect because you were created. Now, let me tell you, in my opinion, the great gift is this, is that now you have become the great creator. You too can create perfectly. You too can create a heaven or a hell. The choice is yours. There is no heaven that is challenged by a hell. There is a heaven that is created in its overall sustainable course. If it's going to stay a place of a heavenly existence, is by the choice of the builder. And there is no hell that's eternal unless it's by the choice of the builder. What are we building? Because the great creator can't be challenged by anything, because love can never, ever be unplugged. It's so powerful. Those that don't resonate with it, it moves on. It moves on. So once we realize how powerful we are, and that we're able to create, and that was given to us as a birthright. Who you are and what you create is your birthright. Then you start to realize that you don't have to buy a lie and deception. You don't have to buy, you don't have to play into someone else's rules. You don't have to be a slave to anything. You don't have to have a boss. Your overall existence is sustainable. And this is the way that we need to. Then there's nothing that anyone can take from you. Your hand is always open as the great creator. Because how can they change you or anything else? It's so true, brother. And I'm glad that you read. Everything is the great creator, but it was given to us as a gift. And it's a beautiful, and I'm going to tell you, it's a beautiful symphony of life to see different people display their talents and ability to the fullest. Some of us are out of tune. Some of us are highly in tune, but guess what? That's just for the moment. We actually can do even more. Much love, much respect, everyone. We got to get out of here. I want to thank all the callers. Wes, thank you for calling. My man Roz, Straight Melanin, man, Strategic Melanin, sorry, Strategic Melanin, thank you for being in the chat. My man Mel, and to the princess, much love, much respect. Atlanta, sister, thank you so much. Much love, much respect. We got Brother Bragg. We're going to let Brother Bragg take us out of here. Brother Bragg is always your last call. Let us hear the resonance. Go ahead, ring it, Brother Bragg.
And full peace. And I just want to say one thing before I ring my chime here. Men never do evil so thorough as when they do it in the name of a God. Remember that.
I love Brother Brad. All right, everyone, we got to get out of here. Brother Bragg, much love, much respect. I'll talk to you soon. It's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. I'll talk to you in a little bit too, Brother Bragg. Talk to you soon. Peace, everyone.